A Heart for Revival. Day 1. Able and Willing. Scripture text, 2 Thessalonians 1, 3, and 4. Paul writes, "We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring." Ravenhill wrote, "Ours is the hour for men of faith." In the Old Testament, the three Hebrew children had a defiant faith. They cried, "Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace." Of God's ability, they had no doubt, though of his plan, they were not quite sure. As a matter of fact, God did not choose to deliver them from the fiery furnace, but in it. Their faith, however, had gone beyond getting into the fire. They said, "Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image." Their faith believed when it could not see. That was on page 27. Uniting the text with Ravenhill's quote are words from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. "Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." For the apostle, that work of faith produces both a love in the heart of the believer and patience in persecution. Ravenhill's illustration of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego emphasizes faith's work. Yet, in revival praying, Ravenhill adds that prayer is faith operating. He says, "Often we hear the prayer, 'Lord, thou art able to do this.' That prayer is very good and may build up the confidence in the prayer-er, but, and this is important, to say God is able is not faith." Again on page 28. The faith point Ravenhill makes is to not limit God to being able to move in response to one's request. Rather, we must pray in faith that God will respond to our petition. In the raising of Lazarus, both Mary and Martha knew the Lord was able to heal their brother, one before he died, as Mary in John 11:32, and one on the day of resurrection, as with Martha in John 11:24, but neither had the faith that Jesus would do it now. Your prayer focus for today. As you pray for revival today, exercise your faith above God being able to move on the hearts of men, but know that he will. Pray Matthew 18:14. "So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." And have faith in God. "For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Mark 11:22-24.